The little black boxes arrive unexpectedly in the mail, accompanied by cards assuring the recipients that the package's contents will be the antidote to their humdrum lives. About the size of a paperweight, the cubes reveal small compartments that seem to pop out at random. They expand and break apart and fit back together again, and if you mess around with it for long enough, they eventually spit out a card, inviting the owner to participate in one of those fun escape rooms where you're locked in an enclosed space that's filled with cryptic clues that eventually help you get out. Be the first to solve the puzzle and you win $10,000. So that's the setup for the new thriller called Escape Room, and we just know that the six unlucky souls who end up in the middle of the game are in immediate peril. Right off the bat, the door handle of the first room breaks off, revealing a kind of knob that looks suspiciously like the dial on an oven, and when it's cranked, the walls of the room start heating up until they're actually shooting out flames. Now, I'm sure a lot of other movies are floating through your head at this point. This premise is most obviously reminiscent of Cube, the 1998 Canadian indie about a group of strangers who find themselves inexplicably trapped inside a strange maze of boxy, individually colored rooms, some of which were rigged with booby traps. You could also point to the long-running Saw franchise, each installment of which found a different group of strangers puzzling through devious contraptions designed to kill them. The precedent, though, was set by Agatha Christie's classic novel And Then There Were None, in which a group of strangers are invited to a remote estate and knocked off in ways that recall the dark secrets of their respective pasts. Escape Room takes elements from all these properties and plugs them into a slick PG-13 thriller in which, yes, a group of strangers, played by a handful of photogenic TV actors, is whittled down one by one. The movie's also structured like a video game. Each scene proves to be a different level, with new obstacles and puzzles, and the clues grow more obscure and difficult to crack the further along you get. But let's back up a bit. The characters of Escape Room require minimal development. Each of them is defined by a single, obvious character trait, and I guess that's how we're meant to relate to them. There's the shy college student trying to get out of her comfort zone, the no-nonsense business executive, whose shiny office suggests he wouldn't put in so much effort for merely $10,000, the Iraq War veteran, who's both literally and figuratively scarred from her service, the chain-smoking grocery store clerk, the goofy comic relief guy, and the nerdy escape room junkie. We get to know them all, and we learn that they have tragedies in their past. It becomes clear that they all have something unlikely in common, meaning they haven't just been randomly selected. After they narrowly avoid being burned alive, they move into a room that houses a frozen lake, with a temperature that keeps dropping, and with only a single coat to keep them all warm. After that, there's an upside-down pool hall where pieces of the floor, or rather ceiling, keep breaking away. And after that, well, maybe I shouldn't spoil all the surprises. This is kind of fun as far as its premise will carry it, which is about, oh, an hour. Unfortunately, Escape Room goes on for another 40 minutes. As it must, the script manufactures a big explanation about what's actually going on, and we find out who's behind the Escape Room and why they chose the players they did. And honestly, it's less interesting than if we had just been left to wonder for ourselves. But it's still way better than it has any right to be, even if it isn't all that good anyway. Let's just say that if you were trapped in an actual escape room, and your only form of entertainment was the movie Escape Room, you'd only be a little disappointed. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.